take questions for Kelly Smith and Tony Pacheco.
Tony, how do you think your team played, Tony?
At times, well, and at other times, we were a step slow. But I think the second half effort was really good, and probably the game would have been a little bit more just if ended in a tie. But give credit to FC Gold Pride. You know, Tiffany Milbert has kind of done that for a lot of her career, so congratulations to them.
Kelly, did you think that last shot was going in when you hit it, the one that hit the crossbar?
Yeah, I thought so. Just needed a little bit more bend and a little bit less on it. But it's unfortunate. We also had a couple of other chances to put the game to bed, but it wasn't meant to be today.
For that reason, do you feel a little hard done by? You know, at least not getting something out of this game?
It's a fairly even game, to be fair. Both teams, you know, had possession, lost it, gained it. We had a couple of good chances in the first half when we were one-on-one with the keeper, but didn't. As I said, put the game to bed, and we had a couple of chances in the second half. And if you don't put your chances away, you know, you can see what happens today, you lose the game.
Could you describe the goal?
My goal. I can't remember how it came out to me, but there's a ball slipped down the side, and I think the goalkeeper came out and just managed to nip it past her, cut it back onto my left foot, and just saw the goal and just whacked the ball, hoping that it would go in.
Questions
for the breakers?
Okay. Thank you. Bring in Craig. Can you move this chair up a minute? Because something happens and it's full on. It's wet.
The middle one?
Yeah.
Did
Tony sit on it? He's a friend.
Just throw it anywhere. One side.
That's my other chair.
Oh, thanks.
Rachel, I moved the chair for you.
Oh, good. Yeah, let's all just.
Wait for more microphones. That's a good idea.
Come on, you can't.
Squeeze it here.
There we go.
And the coat. Aubergine. Oh, yeah.
All right. There isn't any room. I love it.
Thank you.
Okay. Do you guys want to start with questions for the players, and we'll bring Aubergine in next?
Brandy, can you just talk about the vibe today, the atmosphere, the whole environment?
Well, I gave a little talk to the team before the game, only because I told them I was the oldest one in the room. I felt I had to say something. And I certainly had chills. Not only playing here at Santa Clara University because I'm an alum, but I think playing as a professional, doing what you're absolutely passionate about, is really self-serving. But I think what I said to the team, too, is that we're going to make a huge impact on our community and communities across this country by the example that we're going to set on the field. And I think we did that today, coming back and winning this game. And so it was an amazing, I think the crowd was outstanding. I thought we got energy from them. I think they're going to be talking about it for days and days to come.
Did you feel like the game was slipping away from you a little bit? Because you guys started well and had some good chances, and then they got equalized late. You know, what was your thought at that time?
Well, I know we have Barney and Rachel in the back leading our defense, and we've got a player like Tiffany Milbert up front who, like Tony said, has been scoring goals for her career. And when you're playing against somebody like Kelly Smith, she's pretty magical, and we allowed her too much space on that first goal that they scored. And I could see it in our eyes. We were like, okay, come on, you guys, let's get it together, and we did, and we scored a great goal.
Tiffany, if you could just describe, you know, I mean, is that kind of your specialty? I mean, just kind of being in the right place at the right time on that?
Yeah.
No, just
Now, you know, I think as a pro, and I think the, you know, why Albertine and the coaching staff hopefully chose me is because all the years of experience. And I've played a lot of minutes sometimes, and very few minutes sometimes, and no minutes sometimes. So, you know, I know what that's like. So whether, you know, he's going to rely on me, you know, in a game for 90 minutes or 45 or 5, you know, hopefully I get out there and I get the job done. I'll take a goal every game, or two or three for sure. But realistically, you know, just to be out there, as Brandy said, it's a, you know, to start on the right foot in the pro league. The crowd, definitely we needed the crowd today, and they were with us, and I just hope it keeps growing, and I'll take it. Take a first win.
Can you describe what happened on the goal?
Yeah, you know, we I think we won the ball back. Tiff Weimer got the ball played to her. She laid it off to Brandy, and we had our track star running down, Candace Wilson running down, and she crossed the ball in just enough where the goalkeeper had to make a save, and all of a sudden it popped out from in behind to the left of the defender, and I just took a poke at it to bring the ball back under control, and I knew I needed to cut it back a little bit and just put a little steam on it so it could get through there, and I got lucky to be able to get it through there.
You seem to have a habit of getting lucky.
I don't think that's luck.
Yeah. Good day at the office.
So did you talk just about how you got on this team and not being drafted and sort of being
you have a week? No, for me it was, I had still been playing and I thought I'd be picked up by someone, but, you know, again, I didn't contact anybody or any team or coaching staff, and so then the draft came in January and I wasn't picked up, so then I knew I had to try to hurry up and get a hold of some coaches, and, you know, I definitely, Albertine was a coach that I knew that I could possibly go for and wanted to you know, put the work in under. And, you know, he was just fortunate to say, okay, well, let's have a look at you. We haven't seen you in a while. And let's see how good you are still. And so I came down in a tryout and made it into preseason and then made the team from there.
But you picked up the phone.
Yeah, absolutely.
A couple of the other girls haven't spoken yet. What does it mean for you guys just to have women's professional soccer back?
I mean, it's just so exciting. I was so bummed when WUSA, you know, folded earlier. And, you know, now playing on the national team and having that, it's so great to have this other avenue to play soccer and kind of have a home base where you have a, you know, a home crowd always cheering for you. And it's just really exciting to have that for women now. It's a wonderful opportunity.
Brandy, what was it like when you came into the game, the place? I mean, we were talking to a bunch of the fans, and they were just waiting for you to come in. What was that moment like when you went in?
I didn't hear anything except for the beating of my heart out of my chest, to be quite frank with you. I've been in a lot of games and a lot of big games, and one, I was incredibly excited to be going in. And I knew the responsibility of going into this game, and my excitement was just overflowing, to be honest with you. I was just trying to calm down my breathing, and I mean, it was like being a rookie all over again, to be honest with you, going out there and just being so excited that you just want to do a great job, and it felt really good.
Nicole, can you talk about the last couple of minutes? You really didn't have her do some shots there and shot off the crossbar. I mean, what was going through your mind?
Yeah, I mean, it was a little hectic, but our defense, you know, they held strong and they really didn't give them too many solid chances. They got them behind us once on that goal, but you know, I think we just needed to weather the storm, and we were able to do that. And it's just a lot of heart, I think, from the team to be able to step up and just keep them from scoring another goal and keep that lead and get the lead.
Do we have any last questions for Brandy or Tiffany Milbert? We have to let them go.
Girls are
late. You have to get to bed? What?
There's young girls out there that need signatures.
Yeah. Any last questions?
That's good.
Excellent. Good. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. We'll have Albertine sub in for them.
Dozo.
How do you go?
Hi.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Nice going, kid.
Thank you, guys. We need your help. Thank you.
Nicole, what did you see on the goal? The score?
I mean, I just think, you know, Kelly Smith's a great player. I think we just weren't able to get enough pressure on her. She was able to chip the ball over our defense, and they were able to get in behind us. And, you know, I was able to delay it temporarily for our defenders to get back, but she, you know, hit a bullet of a shot and a great finish.
Nicole, can you comment a little bit about, you know, you made quite a few big saves in the last few minutes, and then Tiffany obviously helped you out with you know, scoring that goal. Can you just talk about how it feels to be back there when you're making those saves?
I mean, I love being back there. I think making saves are always a lot of fun. Any save I can make, you know, keeps us in the game, and it just builds the confidence of the team. And, you know, they show that. They kept fighting. I was able to keep us in the game. They kept fighting, and we were able to get that goal, go ahead and win the game.
Tiffany, can you talk a little bit about the goal that Rico scored? You set it up, I believe, right?
Yeah, it was a good build-up. The ball came around from the other side into Carrie Dew, and she played a perfect ball for me to play one time across, and Erica got that throw on the ball perfectly. I don't know how she did it, but
you good. Seem to have quite a few chances here in this game.
Yeah, I wasn't able to put them away, but, you know, Tiff made up for it, so it's okay.
Yeah, that back heel, though, and the build-up to that last goal, I mean, were you just expecting Brandy to be there, or is that something that you actually
saw?
Yeah,
I heard her. You could always hear Brandy. and I knew she was behind me, so just back heel in. She played a perfect ball in, and the rest is history.
We also have a translator here for Erica, if you have any questions for her.
Certainly, Tim. Can you describe the goal, and how excited were you to get it?
She feels she did it, you know. So strongly she did. She felt she made it. She knows that's a very, you know, big goal.
Yes. 結構練習してきたように、まあ、ワイドに使おうっていう形でこう来て。
That's kind of a, they practice over and over that pattern.
その形で来たんで、そんでティファニーがいい状態でボールをもうフリーで右サイドのスペースでもう受け入れたので、もうニアに入ってったらティファニーから。
She knew exactly what they have been practicing.And Tiffany put the wide and received the ball in a good position, and she knew it's coming.
だからもうニアに入って、
so、
したらいいボールが来た。
She runs to the near side,
and
a good ball coming, and she finished.
And just how excited was she to see the big crowd and the enthusiasm of this home crowd in the first game?
Home game でいっぱいお客さんいたでしょ。それでね、その時にゴール決めてどういう気持ちになったかと。
やっぱりあのプロで初めてアメリカに来てサッカーできてってそれでまあファーストゲームであんなお客さんの前であの点取れたのはすごくなんかいろんなまあチームメイトとかいろんな人たちに感謝して
Yeah, that moment when she finished the goal, sheFirst of all, she came to this country as a become a professional footballer, and the first time ever. And she was amateur in Japan, and she was the first time professional, and she made, you know, first very inaugural goal, and she knew that this it was a very special goal, and she is very appreciate the teammate and also the coaches, and made her goal the first one.She used to really appreciate many other people surrounding her.
Great, thank you.
Albertine, if you could just give your thoughts on the win, and especially the way it happened, because it certainly looked like it was headed towards a draw.
It was. I mean, we gave up that one goal to Kelly Smith. I mean, she's one of the best players in the world, and I thought we did a very good job.For most of the game, and that's all it takes. It's just for her to get away once. She made us pay for it. And then I was honestly a little worried toward the end because I think we were tired. Our legs weren't quite there, and I told the team I took responsibility for that because we may be the only team that have not done, I think, one fitness session yet, but it's because we're trying to play a certain way, and the fitness will come over time. I mean, we want to be successful. 5 months, 6 months from now, and but I honestly believe we got the win because what we talked about at halftime, regardless of what happens in that second half, it's just playing with the heart and desire and the passion that they really showed. And I mean, we've come to become a very close team in just the 3.5 weeks, 4 weeks that we've been here. And I think it showed there toward the end. They found a way to stay in the game, and we made a couple of changes. Like Tiff mentioned, we put a track star up top that Candace is a very dangerous player, and it worked out for us. We got her loose on the right side. She got in behind the defense. And then who else to be in front of the goal than one of the best goal scorers in the world, Tiffany Mowbray. So it just happened to work out well for us.
Talk about your decision to not start Brandy or Tiffany. I mean, obviously you have a lot of experience. You know, just your thought process along the line.
Knowing that Boston is, I think, a very physical team and somewhat direct, I needed some players that were going to, what I call ball winners, and that could also try to settle the game down. But I thought in the first half we did an excellent job of winning most of the 50-50 balls, loose balls. And then toward the middle of the second half, we started losing those a little bit, and that's just because our legs were tired. So now, perfect opportunity to put players like Brandy and Tiff where everyone on the field is tired. Now the experience really shows. They know where to be. I mean, it's not just chance that Tiff happened to be there or that Brandy was right in behind Tiffany Weinberg to lay it off. It's just like they've been around, they understand the game. So as the players get tired, they find themselves in great positions. And it worked out well for us. And in this heat, it also plays a part. I just wanted to make sure that we would get the most from them in the second half when legs were tired on both sides, and I think it worked out that way.
Seems like you guys were effective attacking from the wings and also changing the point of attack from wing to wing. Was that part of your game plan going in?
It was. We've been spending a lot of time on that. I think the heat and also obviously not being fully fit kind of affected us as the game went on because we weren't able to do that as much. I mean, it takes a lot for players, especially outside backs, to get forward and make 50, 60-yard runs, which we did early on with both our outside backs, but obviously that wears on you. But we've got a long ways to go. I mean, I thought we did it very well, especially in that first goal. It was an excellent build-up. I think we got 6, 7, 8 passes together out to Tiff. Came from one side to the other, got the cross in. But that's hopefully the way we'll start playing more often than not, where it's just, hey, we control the tempo. We decide when we go forward, when we don't, and we still need to do a better job of that.
Does anyone have any last questions for the players before we let them go?
Let them go.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Albertine, how much of a surprise is this that Tiffany's even on this team?
To me, not much, but it's a conversation that I had with her. I was a little surprised when no one had brought her into camp. And I asked her, and, she had her reasons. But when she contacted me, I'm like, how can I not bring Tiffany in? One of the best, like I mentioned, one of the best goal scorers ever in U.S. history. I think she's got 100 goals with that U.S. national team and 200 caps. I'm like, I've got to give her a shot and take a look at her. And she came into preseason, and I thought it was just fabulous. We've just kind of seemed to have connected well, and it was a good fit so far for both of us. I mean, it's early on in the season, but it just kind of worked out on both sides, and I thought she was a great fit for the way we're trying to play and the way that she wants to play. It suits her style. So, but yeah, it was a surprise, but not so much for me.
Albertine, how much does it mean to win this game, first game, big crowd? How much does it mean to win it as opposed to drawing it?
I think it means a lot, winning your first game. And the way that we did, I think it means it a little bit more because we faced some adversity in there. We almost went down 2 goals for a second, but we found a way to pull off the win. And I think that will be, really valuable as the season goes on because it's an attitude that we're trying to create in the locker room is believe in what you do, but finding a way to win. I mean, great teams do that, and I told them I want to be the best team in this league, and we're kind of headed that direction. And just kind of, I mean, that first win, it's just the locker room, everything, the atmosphere, I think will be that much better when we come back into camp. And for me, as a little bit of some of these players maybe haven't known me as long. it means a lot because maybe they start believing in what we're trying to do, what I'm trying to do. And in order for us to be successful, the players need to believe in what the coaching staff is trying to get out of them. And I think it's extremely important, and this win's going to help us get there.
How do you think Nicole played?
Nicole Barnhart was fabulous. She had a come up with some big saves early on with Amy Rodriguez getting in behind the defense with her speed, kept us in the game. And that's part of being successful. You've got players that, that's a responsibility, and they step up. That's another reason that I chose her. I personally think she's the best goalkeeper in the world, and she showed that after today. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing saves when she needed to. And I just can't say enough about her.
Could you share your thoughts on the play of Tiffany Lyman?
Tiff is what I'd like to describe as my type of player. I mean, I'm obviously, when I played, I'm 5'5", 5'6". I wasn't a bruiser or someone that's going to win headers. It's just, hey, being creative and unpredictable, and that's what makes her so dangerous. And I give her the freedom to do that. I think at times it's been difficult for her in playing in the past, maybe other teams, but I think anyone watching out there, she's a player that excites you. You just don't know what she's going to do. And I welcome that. And obviously, as we get further into the season, our team will be able to read that a little more, but not necessarily the opponent. And I thought her play was fabulous. I just thought she was dangerous. She made things happen. She worked defensively and attacking end. It was excellent.
What kind of adjustments did you make at halftime? Because as you mentioned, Amy Rodriguez had a couple chances where she got through the center of your defense. Did you put some attention on that specifically to make sure that didn't keep happening?
We did, and the goal actually beat us to the punch because we were going to make an adjustment to replace our right back. She was actually getting tired, and she knew, and we were going to put Tendis at right back. With her wheels, we knew she would be able to contain Amy. But then that goal came up, and I had to make a decision. Do I play for the tie and be happy with it, or do I go for the win? And I'm like, hey, we're at home. We've got fans here. I'm putting Candace up top. Leanne, suck it up, and you find a way, and then let's work together. And that's where I took my chances, and it paid off.
Any last question?
Thank you.
Last question for Albertine? Anybody?
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it.